Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 38 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, I pray that God's grace, mercy, and compassion will abound greatly on behalf of you and your loved ones, and that God Himself this day will meet you and yours at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreative miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system of your body. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. On our last podcast, we focused on 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 through 7. We're exhorted by God to remember the precious Holy Spirit can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. We saw how our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was moved by the precious Holy Spirit in different ways to meet the needs of God's people. In the last podcast, John 9, 1 through 41 tells us about a man who was born blind. Jesus spat on the ground, made mud with his saliva, and spread the mud on the man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. The man did this and was able to see. Then in John 5, verse 5 through 17, Jesus saw a man who had been sick for 38 long years, lame by the pool of Bethesda. Jesus did not touch him or take him by the hand, but he told the man, stand up, take your mat, and walk. The man was made well at once, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Today we will look at another two examples. In Mark 8, verse 22 through 26, there was in Bethsaida some people who brought a blind man to Jesus, and he begged Jesus to touch him. Jesus took the blind man out of the village. He put saliva on the man's eyes and touched the man. Jesus asked the man if he could see. The man answered he could see people, but they looked like trees walking around. Then Jesus put his hands on his eyes again, and the man's sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Then in Luke 7, verse 11 through 17, as Jesus was coming into the town of Nain, the only son of a widow died and was being carried out. When Jesus saw this, he had mercy and compassion for the widow and told her to not weep. He then touched the bier and said, young man, I say to you, rise. The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. There are many more examples that we will look at so that we will never get stuck on one move or operation of the precious Holy Spirit and truly know that He can and will move in many different ways to meet the healing and spiritual needs of the people of God. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit, with love, power, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Christ Jesus. God bless each and every one of you today.